welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and you are listening to Stairway to Heaven with your host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith, and co-host, Pastor Gregory Fly. And our topic today is what's going on. Bishop?
Yes. You know, that's such a broad topic, especially in today's climate. You wonder, where do you want to start? What's going on? Is it in the political realm? Is it in the church realm? Is it in the natural realm? Is it with the children? It's so much going on. But we're going to look into the scriptures in a little bit. But before I do anything, I just want to give a shout out to Grace Through Covenant Worship Center, 1643 Aberdeen Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, where I pastor. And to my wife, Pearline Fly. I just want everybody to know that I love you, and I'm just honored to be here tonight.
Yeah, this is the Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Keys of Harmony and the Refuge Baptist Church, where the Reverend Kaiser Jones Jr. is the pastor. Excuse my voice. The topic is that what's going on, and I believe we can cover all three, can we, Pastor?
Well, I was looking in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 3. Starting with verse number 1, and it says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. And I want you to know that there's perilous times, there's troubling times, and there's troubling times in every arena. There's troubling times with the politics that's causing troubling times in the homes, on jobs, because people are not making good and wise decisions. And then there's troubling times with children. Some of them haven't been to school since March in physical school, and some of them are having social and psychological problems because of not being able to interact with their friends.
Yeah, that is true. When this pandemic started, it had cut off a lot of social life, and I'm gonna put some of it on it. But I would like to know what's really is going on after that. It seems like it's taking people to another level or another channel or something. You remember the show Twilight Zone?
Yes.
And it seems like everybody's in a Twilight Zone. I mean, although it's been about a year, and you see people in their masks and they're wearing their masks and everything, and it looks like everybody trying to look like they're a gangster or try to rob the bank or something like that. But it does look, it's really affected them mentally. It's kind of affected them mentally because things are going on that they used to be so under the cover in the closet, now it's coming out in the open.
That is true. When I think about, even if we just take a few minutes to deal with the race issue, how black people have been the subject of systemic prejudice for a number of years. And now it's beginning to come out even more and more. We found out today that the family of George Floyd, who got killed in Minneapolis, they were awarded $27 million. I don't care how much money they give, that's not going to bring this man back.
No.
That's not going to bring somebody's father back or somebody's grandfather back or somebody's husband back. It just don't work. But the thing that we need to do is to level the playing field. And I think that sometimes the higher ups don't realize of the influence that they have, and they make all these remarks and they feed into people's prejudice and hatred. They feed into that, and then you have what we have right now, where we can't even stand together and talk politics one with the other of different parties because you want to fight at the end.
Right. And the parties, both parties are split. Both of them are really are split. And, you know, since that January 6th occurred, that's when it seems like that's when everything went haywire. You know, they didn't care. And that's when everything went haywire because of you know who. You know, put that false ad out, and that was it.
Yes. But you know what? It's interesting to note that when you look into the Bible, that whether in Old Testament or in the New Testament, it's always identified who was in charge, what governor, what was his name, how long he was there, what king was in charge, what was his name, how long he reigned, whether he was a good king or a bad king, whether he followed the way of the Lord or whether he didn't. It's interesting that politics played such a primary role, but today people, a lot of times people say, well, you know, that's politics, I don't have nothing to do with it, but politics rule your life.
Because politics do have a lot to do with it. The way I look at it, if one party don't like what the other one's doing, it's always a, it comes a fight, and a mudslinging fight. And, you know, they once you're into that scenario, it begins to, everything's come out the closet. I mean, don't care what is coming out the closet. Then there's some falsehood, false accusations. People are being accused of this. People are being accused of that. And it's, you know, the world looks like we are, well, I'm going to say we're living on borrowed time. Let's not just leave it like that. We're living on borrowed time. And when you're living on borrowed time, it's just like when I said borrowed time, it's just like you go to a bank or borrow some money from a bank and you got like a year or two to pay it back. But, you know, you're living on, but that's why I meant by saying borrowed time. You borrow, your time is going to wind up and slower than this needs. You need to take your time and look out and see what we can do about it.
Yes, as far as time is concerned, everything has an expiration date. You can go to the grocery store and you'll find some of the products have an expiration date. Some of them have a use-by date. But I often wonder, what about us? We also have an expiration date. We have a date with destiny, and that's the one date we will keep. I don't care if you're sick or if you ain't where you're supposed to be or you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're gonna have that date. That is a surety. So when we talk about what's going on, also in Washington, and some of and with our political leaders, they determine a lot of times what's going on in the neighborhood. People can't get jobs in the neighborhood. People can't get a good education. They come out of school owing $200,000 to $300,000 just to have a profession. These things aren't right.
No, it's not right. It's not right because, I mean, they it's a goal that they have. We all have goals that we want to do, and when you try to reach that goal and go to pay for that goal, you got it. But daggone. You've got to pay that money back for reaching that goal and learning that goal. And then it gets to the point, it becomes a stress and a strain. I got to pay this back, I'm going to pay this back. And 9 times out of 10, when you learn that trade, you may not get hired at what you went to school for. You probably have to go do something else until you get to that position, or that position's taken. Or that position is, or they won't let a person come in because he's young, and they feel that person, we're an older person, that young person is going to take his spot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got to think, hey, I did my time, let somebody else now come in and take over. They might do some things that I didn't do, I couldn't do. It might be some new things out there that make the job much easier, much faster.
Well, that just leads us right into the scripture. That in the last days, perilous times shall come, troubled times. We're living in a troubled generation, a troubled period where we need the Lord. He's the only one that can bring us out of what we're in. I understand that the Lord used men and women, but he deals with them, and he let them know how and what to do. Don't think that the ideas just came off the top of somebody's head. To get us out of this mess that we're in. I believe that it's the Lord leading someone. Somebody's seeking the Lord, and somebody is listening to him to help us to get out of this. But he says that not only will peerless times come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. And I believe that that's what we're living in now, where men love themselves more than the lovers of God, more than the lovers of neighbors, and more than the lovers of family. It's all about me.
Right. It's a lot of, there is a lot of people that think about me instead of the others. You got people out there that's so much within themselves that you tell them that they take an angry attitude about you because you tell them, or they ask you to do something for them, you do it, or you tell them you can't do it, they get mad because you won't do it. And sometimes you got to think you may not have the time to do that, but they so much wrapped up in themselves, they are jealous of why you can't do it, or you should have done it. You can do this, you just don't want to do it. And I've been there 4 or 5 times, Bishop.
Yes, the scriptures say there should be covetousness. What that means is they covet what you have. So when people covet what you have, a lot of times they don't want to put the work in to get what you got. They don't want to go to school. They don't want to work the long hours because, you know, sometimes when you don't have a good education and you have a medium-paying job, you might have 2 or 3 jobs working long hours just to feed your children, just to put a roof over your head, just to drive a decent car that don't cut off on every light. But that's the time we're living in. They're covenant. They're breaking into your home thinking that you've got all this and all those hours that you work for to purchase whatever you have and don't owe anyone. All of that, it wasn't handed to us. Somebody had to work and somebody didn't get paid what they were worth. They're boasters. They're proud, blasphemers. What they're saying in, as far as blaspheming is that there is no God, or a lot of times people say, well, if there was a God, how come all of this bad stuff is happening? The bad stuff is not happening because of the lack of God. The bad stuff is happening because it's in our heart and we allow the enemy to use us.
Yeah, the enemy has a way of tricking you or teaching you, showing you that it's the good on this side. And the other side, you is not that good. And as you said before, you got people that's out there hurting other people that don't care how they hurt them or anything, but they gotta hurt them and stealing and breaking in because what we worked for, we took a while to get what we got, and they get that attitude. Well, we gonna take this. Well, I'll take it. He'll get another. But you don't know how hard it is to go back to get that item that you had, that you took. Mm-hmm. And you got that item that you took, and I know you're going to take it somewhere and sell it or pawn it. It's not, the money you get is not going to do you no good, because once you get it, it's gone. Am I right, Bishop?
That's correct. Also, disobedient to parents. Sometimes I wonder if children think that we was born grown. And that we haven't experienced growing up, but we experienced growing up. And my mother used to tell me, boy, I know what you're going to think before it even enter into your head. I know exactly what you're going to do. So don't be trying to fool me. But you know what? I found out that in the Word of God tells us that if we will honor our parents, that our days will be long on the earth. So when we dishonor our parents and we curse them out and we are disobedient to them and we just cause them a heartache, we're shortening our days. You're really committing suicide without knowing it because you're shortening your days.
Yeah, that is true. And another thing about it, society has got them that where the parents can't chastise their own children. Because if you chastise your own children or tell them something, they'll pick up that phone in a minute and called the children's service and tell them that mama hit me and blah, blah, and you know, and they're out there and they arrest the mama and take the child out of the house. And once they get to another house, oh, I'm gone, I am the mama no more. But it's not that simple, because when you move from your mom's, from your own home, move to another person's home, foster home, it's a whole brand new ball game.
It is. And despisers of those that are good. Don't like good people. Call them goody-goody two-shoe, or call them a church man, a church woman, a church boy, a church girl. There's nothing wrong with being in the church. There's nothing wrong with having a relationship with the Lord. I found out that the best decision I ever made in my life was when I surrendered my life over to Christ at the age of 22. I've had some ups and downs, and I had some times I wasn't running on all eight cylinders, maybe even not even all six. But it still was the best decision that I ever made, because the Lord always come to my rescue. So don't despise people that are trying to do good or people that are good. Try to emulate them. Try to be like them, because you know what? The end of a good person is just.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of people, there's a lot of good people out there that get misused, and they get scammed and all sorts of things. And I've heard some of the people, that good people, are you that think you too good, or are you too rich to talk to me? Well, let me show you what I can do. And you know, sometimes I've learned that regardless what predicament that you in, you can watch a good person and watch how a Christian person watch things run, how they do things, and they be wondering, well, he's getting that, how can I get that? And he has to, if he had the courage to come up and ask, or he watch that person, that could change his life and turn his life around.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, before I got here tonight, they were comparing our former leader, our former president, with the current one. And what they were saying was how the former president never acknowledged all of the people that had died from this COVID-19. It's not just in the United States, it's worldwide. Worldwide. And he never acknowledged the ones even that was here. Our current president, however, have a card that he put in his coat pocket over his heart to remember them and to remember the families. That's a sign of someone that have some humility and understand what you're going through and have some sympathy. Some of the things that the Lord want us to do is to care for others. I'm telling you, if you want to get on the right side of God, care for the poor, care for those that are going through, care for the old people, you'll be on the right side of God.
Yeah, you do have to care for that. There's an incident, there has been incidents in this town about how they're jumping on the old people, knocking them down, taking their purses and stuff. And, you know, here's my word to the young people. Those senior citizens that you hurting are the ones that can help you through life. They know more than you and I know. And I learned a lot from a lot of senior citizens. I really coming up through my young years. And if you take the time out and listen to them, they can tell you things that you think you're doing now. They can tell you things. They did the same thing when you was coming up. But it's going to take something for you people out, for you young teenagers to learn. As my friend here, I had here before, he said, asked you a question. What are y'all angry about? Now, if you had any questions, anything else, call this number, 614-817-5588. Bishop and I will be glad to answer any questions that you have. The number is 614-817-5588. And give us a call if you like what we're talking about, or if you want to ask us some questions. Bishop.
Yes, and I don't want to leave out that everything is doom and gloom. The Bible teaches us that the Lord, he's happy when his children prosper. He's happy. That's his will. He gets good pleasure out of when we stay healthy and well, and as we help one another. God gets great joy out of that, and he gives us great joy in the midst of it. One of the things that I was going to kind of mention is being thankful. That if we're thankful, then the Lord just blesses us, continues to bless us if we're thankful, have an attitude of gratitude rather than an attitude of you owe me.
Yes, and he will bless you. And also that I was always told, he look at the heart, how the heart is. And that's what I was just explaining to me, that he looks how your heart is. Some of, He could take a mean and bad, worse heart and turn it into a good heart. And that heart will be, could change. God could change anybody, anybody, anywhere, anytime. He don't care where you are. If he's going to find you, he's looking for you, he's going to find you. You can't hide nothing from God. Bishop?
Yes, and that's very true. If we take that position of, I'm going to have an attitude of gratitude, and then I'm going to give God thanks, and no matter what I'm going through, I'm going to still thank him for being God, because whatever I'm going through, one thing about it, it could always be worse. David said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, the enemy would have swallowed me up. How many times have the Lord delivered you and saved you and healed you and protected you that perhaps you don't even know that he was doing that? But it's okay. Just give him praise. If you can't praise him for nothing else, praise him for waking you up this morning. Say, Lord, I just thank you for waking me up. I thank you, Lord, for my job. I thank you, Lord, for my family. I thank you for food on my table. I thank you, Lord, for a place to lay my head, because everybody don't have those things.
Yeah, they don't. I'm going to take time out and say this. For those who like to know that about my daughter, Antoinette. She's still in the hospital, and she's still under coma. And they're getting ready to transfer to a nursing home. So I'm asking you for your prayers and asking you for another watch those out at Mount Carmel's lab out on Schrock Road. I know one of the lab techs has second-degree cancer, and she's asking for prayer also. So I'm going to leave that right there. So as I said before, if you would like to call and ask questions what we are on the topic of the night or the music we play, please give us a call at 614-817-5588 and 614-817-5588. Bishop?
Yes, I also like to remind you of the School of Biblical Theology Seminary located in the Linden area in Columbus, 2481 Cleveland, on the corner of Cleveland Avenue in Arlington. We're taking registrations now for our first year students, and that class starts in July. You can take the class three different ways. You can take it in person, you can take it online, or you can do distance studying, a distant learning. Please go and take a look at what we offer. Go online, and you can find out all about us, biblicalseminary.org, biblicalseminary.org, and look at the classes that's offered on the first year. And if these classes are not to your liking or you want to take something more advanced, just you can download the catalog and you can find out all the courses that we offer and you can take whatever you need to take. So if you just need to kind of pick over some different things and become strengthened in a certain area, we can help you do that. That's what we're there for. We're there to help you be a profitable servant in God's kingdom.
Hopefully one day I'll take a chance to come to that class. And also, I'd like to make a dedication to my wife. I forgot to mention her. And she's listening today. So, as I said before, we're trying to, our topic is what is going on. It's coming out of 2 Timothy. And we're trying, we really, really, really like to know what is bothering the people today, and they should be helping each other instead of tearing each other apart. And like Bishop said, there's, you know, people out there just don't care. Am I right, Bishop?
Yes, and one of the things that I've learned in life, this was a life lesson, if you don't progress, you go backwards. If there's no order, then there's chaos. And sometimes people have grew up in houses that there was no order, and they pretty much raised themselves, or they got infested with gang activity. These are the types of people a lot of times we want to give up on. But you know what? If we would just pray for them, if we would just pray, Lord, help this brother, help this sister. Lord, help them and you really mean it from your heart, you never know. God is constantly dealing with the heart of man, where they look all tough and mean on the outside. That's a persona. That's just a front. God is dealing with their heart, and you keep praying, God is going to get to them like you could never do.
Yes, you get, and God will get them. God will show them through their heart, and God will show them the way. And Mom, I'm praying for you too. I forgot to mention, I ain't meant to forget you, but I'm praying for you too. But anyway, yeah, God will lead you the right way. He will take you down that path and show you the right way. I have been down different paths before, but in some way, somehow, God brings me out and show me has shown me the right way. And I'm glad he did. I mean, I may get knucklehead and hardhead sometimes, but somehow, some way, he takes me out, put me where I should be.
We have to realize also that words have power. What we say is what we get. Sometimes we're in the situation that we're in today because of what we said yesterday. But if we talk positive and say the word of God over us and in our situations, then that's what's going to come to pass, his word. If we plant good seed, we're going to get a good crop. If we plant bad seed, we're going to get a bad crop. Now, let me just say this. You cannot plant a peach tree and expect it to be a plum tree. It's going to be a peach tree. So whatever word you say and however you treat somebody else, that's what you're going to get in return. So learn how to treat each other like we would like to be treated.
Yes, that's right. Yes. You have to, I do it this way. I always check, put myself in that person's place. Mm-hmm. And you figure out, you put yourself in somebody in that person's place and treat them like you would want them to treat you.
Yes.
And that way you will learn, that way things will become straight out and it become a good factor. But you know, like as we said before, you know, it seems like the whole world has turned upside down, topsy turvy. And that's why I've been trying to figure out what's on your mind, what's in your heart. Really want to know what's really in your heart and what do you have in the heart. Why are you so hard and why you're mean, why are you so hard and so mean? And with others, within yourself and with others. Think about that.
Well, the Lord said that he would take our stony hearts and give us a heart of flesh, a heart that feels, a heart that has sympathy, a heart that has love.
Yeah, and something, and then with that heart, if you be a man of a good heart, you find once you show how good your heart is, you'll find out you show somebody you have more love within your heart, and they'll understand. They probably say, "I want a piece." I had a friend that we used to get into it for a while, and he watched me, and next thing I know, him and I became friends. Mm-hmm. And somebody asked me, "Y'all doing good?" I said, "What happened?" I say, "Here's what happened. He saw what I was, how I was. Next thing I know, he did so much. Later on, he said, 'I'm going to pray for you.' And I shook my head, 'What?' And that's what I found. And what happened was God has gotten a hold of him. And like I told him, I said, he's been changed. And I hang, you know, and then now. He's my best. He became a real good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And everybody, "Why are you doing this?" And I say, "Well, hey, it's something that he saw in me that he wanted." Okay, y'all, we're getting ready. This is Stairway to Heaven on Talktainment Radio with your host, Dr. Bates Claude Smith, and co-host Bishop Gregory Fly. And hey, this is Gregory Fly. Time's up on YouTube. So we'll see you next time. And remember, keep praying.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kitchen online.
Okay, Mike's still live.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kitchen products are better than those other guys. Ash Kitchen candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizers, and hair moisturizers are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10%. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all
that.
Shop Ash Kitchen online at www.ashkitchen.com.
The Florida Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classics, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul food specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGloriesCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's LaGloriesCafe Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Now we back from paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention, Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times like all times are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home, because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call us at 614-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
Said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Hello, welcome back to Stairway to Heaven. This is welcome to Talk Team Marie. This is Stairway to Heaven, and my co-host is Bishop Gregory Fly, and this is Dr. Bass Claude Smith. And Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Keys of Harmony and the Refuge Baptist Church. And we'd like to give a shout out, and I also like to give a shout out to the people at Mount Carmel's lab out there on Shrock Road, and they kind of there. Emergency leaders there studying every way, trying to help us get better. And my hats go out to them, as they say, they're emergency on the front lines. Just put them on the front lines like that. They see them, they be on the front lines all the time. Bishop, I'm handing it over to you, cuz.
Yes, again, I want to give a shout out to Grace New Covenant Worship Center, located at 1643 Aberdeen Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. Our services, we're actually restarting our services this Sunday fully. So before, we've been on virtual. We're going to still do virtual, but we're going to, we've taken the limits out how many people can be there on Sunday. And we're excited about it. We're going to have communion, and the praise team is going to be singing. Service started at 10:30 a.m. And again, that is 1643 Aberdeen, Grace New Covenant Worship Center.
Hey, Richard, I'll try to be there myself.
I'm going to look forward to it.
After I can leave out refuge, I'll stop by there myself. I'd like to give a shout out to my mom, Sister Dewberry, her, and as I said, my wife, and my daughter, which is still in Grand Hospital trying to recover. She's alert. I mean, her eyes are open as mm-hmm. far as I can say, mm-hmm. but she's not alert. I mean, so they're getting ready to transfer out to a rehab home on South High Street. This is all the information I got. If I get some more information, I'll let you know, and ask for all y'all to pray for them. And also, one of my coworkers on my job has stage 2 cancer. I just found that out today.
Okay.
And ask some prayers for them.
Absolutely.
For them also. So this is a neat thing to start off.
Yes, yes. In the book of Psalms 37, we're talking about, again, what's going on. And it says in verse number 1, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." You know, sometimes we know people, you know, they do things and it seems like they're getting by. Mm-hmm. And you do something and you got to make restitution right then and there. But the Bible teaches us, don't get upset because people seem like they're getting by, even though they're doing evil deeds. Because you know what? The Bible lets us to know that they're going to be cut down.
Right. Yeah, and you know, yeah, that is true. They will be cut down. And some of the evildoers, they have a nerve to talk about you like.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They brag about it. They go and get a big wad of money out their pocket. You mm. know what? But that's no life to live. And I want to okay. say particularly to the young people that's no life to live, because you're going to spend your time looking over your shoulder. Or somebody always want to have what you have when you got ill-gotten gain.
Yeah, that is true. But I'm trying to get a young man up here to explain that about that life,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still working on my either him or he's gonna try. His brother gonna try to come and say he can do it. So we're gonna try to. I'm gonna have him call in from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm gonna have him call in to do that.
Okay.
And they explain that soon we find the time for it. Wish for all the young people to hear what he got to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because from what I understand, from what these two guys were telling me, that Pop, it ain't no fun. So okay. when I was out there, everybody out there, I was trying to help the family. But now what they out there for, it's always about bling and this and that and the mm-hmm. other. And he said, I had a Cadillac that didn't have nowhere to put it. But you know, he's over that now. He's doing my son. He's doing a great job. I'm very proud of him. He's doing a great job, both
good.
Of them.
Good.
But
good. I was also thinking how we look at the young people sometime, and there's a lot of young people doing some good things.
Yeah.
But they don't seem to really get the recognition that people do that's doing some evil things. And I'm very impressed with the quartet singing that you present. Mm-hmm. But I also found some younger ones, and I said, well, you know, let's start playing some of the younger ones as well. So what I want you to do, radio audience, if you would like to hear some of the younger music, quartet music, you know, that's what we do. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 614-817-5588. And just say, hey, y'all, play some of that younger music.
Here's a quartet group here. I believe this is called...
Y'all, come on and put your hands together.
I believe this is called the... This is Reverend McNicken and the Spiritual Travelers.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Reverend McMigan and the Straightway Travelers. The song was called My Father is Rich. Bishop, like you said, there are a lot of young quartets out there. I found some, the Gospel Soldiers. And so a lot of them.
Come on, y'all.
And that's Gospel Soldiers. They got another group out. There's a lot of young groups out there. I looked down and seen up on YouTube.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And yeah, we need to bring them in here. We all know the keynotes, the Violinaires, Mighty Clouds of Joy, which is a new set of clouds, Mighty Clouds of Joy. And it's, and the list goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to get, like you said, we're going to bring these young guys up and everything. So what we're going to have to do is get permission to,
no number.
Get them to,
no number.
To,
no number.
Get them to play, so we can play their stuff. And that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to try to get their music to play their stuff.
Okay.
There's a group, like I'm going to call, there's a guy named Jones in Texas. He has a lot of lists of a lot of young groups that that is under his belt. There's other guy named Levon Nero up in Michigan. He has some groups of that. I think I got a young group called, I'm about to bring, I believe I played them on the show, called Men for Christ. We are Men for Christ, and I believe I played it on the show when I got the CD. And I'm going to talk to him and see can I get permission so we can get these, play these young folks, because mm-hmm. they need to do, because my goal is, find all these unnamed groups.
Mm-hmm.
And give them some maritime. Yep. Now, I'm not going to forget the old ones, but I like to get the young ones in there
mm-hmm.
and play some of their stuff because they don't get the chance like the older ones do.
Yes, the young ones are standing on the shoulders of the older ones.
Right.
Because they pioneered it and they got it to where it's at. But like anything else, the young people take the baton and take it to another level.
Right.
And so there's a group called the Men of God's Heart.
Right.
And these young men are of Columbus, Ohio. And they have one single that I had the opportunity to listen to, say, Thank You.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was such a good cut. And that maybe we can get them on, if not all of them, we can get one or two to come.
Right.
And to tell us about their group and what they're doing and how the Lord has opened up doors for them and how they came together.
Right, that would be beautiful, because I had the Keys of Harmony one time, and they I had them over for our anniversary.
Okay.
And they had anniversary, and I played for them before, but I went back to them,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like I said, I'm still part of them. And I think this is it.
Ephesians 1:7 declares,
I think that's it.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace.
How could I be so foolish thinking I can do this on my own?
Yeah, this is Men. I believe this is Men of God, of God's Heart.
How did I ignore the call? I clearly saw him knocking. He said, "Son, open the door."
Yeah, that is.
There was a calling on my life. I was made to be a vessel, an instrument. There were lives that are desperate. There were souls that need saving. But I chose the path of selfishness, carelessness, ignorance, straying away, so far away. But thank God for grace that I've been redeemed. For you,
Okay, that's Man of God's Heart of Columbus. That's Columbus's own Man of God's Heart. There's a lot of groups here in Columbus that's got recordings on it, like me and, like Richard and I see it. We're going to try to get them in here one by one. I know that group. I've heard this group so many times. I've been on the same program with them. And they are a, they got, it's something about them guys. They really, really put their heart into it. Mm-hmm. And they are one heck of a group.
Yes, they are.
The lead singer, Lyles, he also sings with the Lyles family, mm-hmm. his dad and mom and his two brothers. They got a group together. And that's one of my goals to get some of these groups in here to let them how they got together and what doors had been opened up for them. And maybe, you know, I know the Keys have been here. The Keys have been here.
Okay.
They've been there about three or four times. And, you know, for Joe. And like I say, my guitar player, they got all the cancer out of him.
Good.
He told me that 2 days, he said, all the cancer. So I'm waiting on him when we going to hook back up and everything. And so looking for us, the Keys to get back. Like I'm going to say this, the Keys are still together, but we're in transition, and we have one member that's Joe Woods Jr., lead guitar player, had surgery, and he's trying to recuperate. But soon as everything get back together, we will be hooking back together. And as Bishop said, we're going to try to get these groups on here. And we're going to do our church thing first. You know, just going to get that word in, then have them come in and talk about. Then I might have to try to work on, and see can we get some of the audience artists and have them to send their permission to the producer here. Mm-hmm. And we'll be playing all that stuff because there's a lot of young, I know it's a lot of groups out there.
Yes.
A lot of young groups. I mean, there's a lot of new young groups out there. And sometimes I ain't got nothing to do. I be sitting looking at stuff on the computer and listening to them. I think I burnt download some of them, but I'm going to have to look at them. But like I said, there's a group called the William Singers. There's another group called, like I said, the Gospel Soldiers. I got them, and the list goes on and on and on. I mean, most of them are down south.
Mm-hmm.
There's a young lady group in Cincinnati called Restore.
Okay.
I got their young.
Okay.
And they've been here, and I got their CD. They're a dynamite group. Reverend Tim Woodson and the Keys, Harris, There's a Harmony. That's another young group.
Okay.
So it's a lot of new groups out there. It's a lot of new groups out there. This is another one. I think this is another one by the Men's Heart.
But through it all, I made it. Through the hard times, God helped me to take it.
This one's called Walk With Me.
Walk With Me.
Okay, this is the Men's one called Walk With Me. And these guys are really, really good. And it's getting to the, well, you know, time is, we have a good time. We have a nice time up here.
Amen.
And I would say it's the first time I met Bishop, and I had him on the show. And I mean, him and the lady came up there and they talked, then I had him do a words of inspiration, and then I hadn't left me yet. And I got to thinking, and I had my group here, you know, days up here, and they'll come in and sit for a while, and it's gonna be a time. But Bishop, I kept thinking about Bishop, and I said, you know what? I'm gonna ask Bishop to be my co-host, so he can take it over. Hold on. And that's what happened. I'd like to say before we go out, we got time getting short for God. I'd like to say this, that remember this, whatever's going on, put it in God's hand, and whatever problem you got, put it in God's hand, and let him have it.
Yes, I want to leave you with a scripture found in Psalms 37, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart.
All right. I like to say this. The mind is nothing but a garden. What you put in it grows. And don't put no evil thoughts in your mind. Think on God on high. And if you have a smile and you see somebody don't have one, give them yours. This is Dr. Baseball Smith and
Bishop Gregory Fly.
This, and you will see you the next time. May God be with you. That's Tim Woodson.